Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Daf Yomi. Today's Daf is Daf 57. We are on 56B. Nun Vav Amun Bet 56B at the top of the page at the Mishnah. Today's class, as well as the classes, B'zad Hashem, for the remainder of this difficult time, are going to be for the Hatzlacha of Am Yisrael, Tzvah Haganah Yisrael, and also for the Refuah Shlema of all of the Pitzuei Milchama, the people who got hurt in the war, and for the Le'ilu Nishmat of all of the Niftarim. B'zad Hashem, Hashem should answer our tefillah. New Mishnah. HaMekadesh ve'Orla. Somebody does Kiddushin with Orla, with one of the 3 years' fruit, first 3 years' fruit. So the Mishnah says, B'kile Or, B'kile Akeren, or with mixed seeds, which is also, all of these things are asur ba'ana'a, they're forbidden to benefit from. Beshor ha'niskal, or an ox that is to be stoned because it gored a person. Ve'egla rufa, or an egla rufa that we kill on the place that we find the dead body. Ve'tzipurei metzora, the birds of a metzora offering. Ve'se'ar nazir, the hair of a nazir. Ve'peter chamor, the firstborn donkey. Ubasar v'chalav, or meat and milk mixed together. V'chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, or chulin that was slaughtered in the azara. All of those cases are items that are asur b'hana'ah, they are forbidden to benefit. Einam mekudeshet, they're not married. Mecharan v'kidesh v'dmeen mekudeshet. If you sold one of those things and you use the money to do kiddushin, then it's mekudeshet. So the Gemara goes through each case. The Gemara says, be'orla. From where do we know orla is asur to benefit? So minalan, Ditani, the pasuk says, "Arelim lo ya'achel." You cannot eat them. Ein li'ela isur achila. That's how you know you're not allowed to eat an orla first 3 years fruit. Hanaaminayin. How do we know something that's that it's asur to benefit from? Shelo yehne mimenu. You can't benefit. Shelo yitzbabo. Not to color with it. Shelo yadlikbo taner. Don't light fire with it. How do we know? Tamu lamar va'araltem orlato. It says a double l'rabot et kulam, to come and say that even in those cases it would be asur ba'anah. Then kila keren. So the Gemara says minalam. From where do we know that it's asur ba'anah? Amar chizkiya, amar kara. The pasuk says pen tikdash, pen tukad esh, lest it be burned in fire. Meaning that since you're afraid it may be burned in fire, that means that you're not allowed to benefit from it. Amar vashi pen yek kodesh. No, it might be consecrated. So the Gemara says, "I ma kodesh tofes adama v'yotzeh lechunin, av kida kerem tofes adama v'yotzeh lechunin." What if we say it's like kodesh? It's like consecration. Kodesh, when it's redeemed on money, the money takes the kodesh, the kedusha, and the kodesh goes free, goes to chunin. Would we say the same thing about kila kerem? Ela mechubar kide chizkiya. Rather, chizkiya is correct, and we use pen tikdash, pen tukadesh. Shora niskal. An ox that gored that is supposed to be stoned. How do we know it's asur ba'ana? Minayin? Titania the Baraita says, Mimashma shenemar, sakoli sakel hashor. Because it says you should surely stone the ox. Eni yodea shenevelahi, unevela asura ba'achila. I don't know it's a nevela, and it's asur ba'achila. Ma tavu nomar lo ya'achilet besaro. Why does it say you cannot eat its flesh? Magid lecha, shim shechato leachar shenigmar dino, asur ba'achila. If you slaughter it after it's nigmar din, to be put to death, it's asur to benefit, it's asur to eat from it. Behana'a minayin, how do we know it's asur to benefit? Tamu lomar, ubal hashor naki, the owner of the ox is clean, to teach us that it's asur to benefit. So the Gemara says, my mashma, how do we know that's teaching us it's asur to benefit? Shimon ben Zoma omer, ke adam shomer lechavero, it's like a person saying to a friend, Yatsa ploni nakim nechasav ve'en lo bahem hana'a shel klum. He went free from his properties and he does not have any benefit whatsoever. Meaning he cannot benefit from the shor haniskal at all. So the Gemara says, Mimai dehai lo ya'achelet besaro. How do we know this pasuk, don't eat the flesh of the shor haniskal, is lehecha deshachid lachar shenigmar dinah u'da'ata. It's coming to teach us where it was slaughtered after there was a nigmar din on the animal. Dilma hechad deshachit lachar shenigmar din osharei. Perhaps we can say that if he slaughtered it after there was a nigmar din on the shor haniskal, it would be permitted to eat. V'hai lo ya'achel. Why does it say don't eat? Hechad desaklei miskal udata. Only when it was stoned. If let's say you have an animal that gores a person and kills a person, that animal is to be put to death. So once you stone that animal, you can no longer eat it. Maybe that's what it was saying. Anytime it says one of these versions, it means echad isur achila and echad isur anaa. It means don't eat and don't benefit. Until it describes to you and specifies the way it's specified by a nevela. So the Gemara says, "Hani mile hechad nafkalan isur achila milot yochal." That's only when we learn the prohibition of eating is from the words lo yochal. Over here, hacha isur achila misakol isakel nafka. Over here, we learn that you can't eat the animal, the shor aniskal, from don't stone the animal. That the animal is to be surely stoned. Therefore, that's asur. But we didn't learn it from don't eat. So, if you thought, if you thought that's coming to say it's asur bahana'ah, nichdov kra lo yehneh. It should have said, don't benefit from this animal. If an animal is to be put to death, you can't benefit. Maybe that's what it meant. The Gemara says, inami, or perhaps, lo ya'achel, it could have just said, don't eat. Et besaro lamali. Why do I need it to say, it's flesh? So the Gemara says, afa agav deshachteke in basar asur. Even though you slaughter the animal that is supposed to be put to death, still it's asur. I would have thought that it's slaughtered like a regular animal. It's kosher. Therefore, it's teaching us that it's asur. So the Gemara says, matki flamor zutra. We have a contradiction. Ve'ema, why don't we say, hani mile, echa de badak tzor ushachat be. Maybe what we were talking about, that we said, even if you slaughtered it, it's asur. That's when you take a tzor, a stone, you checked it to make sure that it's kosher for shechita, and used it to slaughter. The mechazek is kila, because when you use a stone to slaughter, that looks like you're doing sekila, looks like you're stoning the animal. Aval shachte besakin lo. And maybe if you took a knife, a kosher knife, and you checked it and you make sure there's no nicks, and it's a kosher knife, and you slaughtered the animal, maybe it would be kosher to eat, even though it's a shor aniskal. The Gemara says, midi sakin beorai taktiv. Does it say in the Torah you have to use a knife for shechita? It doesn't say in the Torah you have to use a knife. Ve'od, not only that, Tanya, we learn in the Braita, but is the Masachet Chulin, but kol shochatin, you can use anything really to slaughter. Ben betzor, ben mischuchit, ben mekeramit shel kaneh. You can use a stone, you can use glass, you can use a piece of a reed. You can use anything as long as it follows the halachot and has no nicks and it's completely sharp that you can use to slaughter. You can use it. So the Gemara says, v'hashten denafgalan isur achila v'isur hana'at tarvayu milo yachel. Now that we learned both that you can't eat the animal that's supposed to be stone and you can't benefit from it, from lo yachel, don't eat from it. We use those words to learn two things. Hay bal hashor naki lemayata. Why do we need the pasuk to say that the owner of the ox goes free? So, like Gemara says, lahanat oro, to teach you for his not to benefit from even its hide, even its hide. There's not benefiting from the flesh of the animal and not benefiting from the hide of the animal. So the Gemara says, zakadat hachamina. I would have thought lo yachelet besaro, don't eat its flesh. Ktiv, but besaro asur v'oro mutar. I would have thought that his flesh is asur, but the skin, the hide is mutar. Therefore, it's coming to teach us that no, both of them would be asur, both the hide and the flesh, everything is asur. The Gemara says, "Ulahanach tanai demafkilei hay bal asur naki lachatzi kofer v'lidme leviladot." There's another opinion that says, "What does it mean? The owner of the ox is clean. It means that he doesn't have to pay the half of the kofer of the value." And if, let's say, the ox knocked out a woman who was pregnant and killed the baby, lo aleinu, that he wouldn't have to pay the value of the baby. So, who, according to him, he uses the pasuk for something else. Hanat oro minalu. Where does he know the isur of the skin, the flesh of the animal? So the Gemara says me'et besaro. It says et besaro, et ha tafel besaro. That which is tafel to the basar, meaning even the ore, even the skin, is asur bana, asur to eat the benefit. So the Gemara says ve'idach. Okay, going back to the other opinion, what does he use the pasuk for? He says et lo darish. I don't use the word et to make a derasha. I don't learn anything from the word et. And now we come to Baraita, famous Baraita Kedetanya. Shimon ha'amsoni ve'amri la samsei Nechemya ha'amsoni hayadoresh kol etin shabat Torah. They made a derasha. Anytime the Torah says the word et, they made a derasha. Once they got to the pasuk to fear God, fear Hashem your God, it says et. They didn't know what to do with it. So Amrulo Talmidav, his students said to them, they went away and they stopped being doresh. He said, students, Rabbi, kol etin shederashta matay aleihem. All of the ets that you were doresh, what's going to happen to them? You made it. It's like you wrote a book of 1,000 ets and you couldn't figure out one and you gave up. Don't give up. Figure out the last one. Amar Lahem, he says, Keshem shekibalti sechar ala dirisha, kach kibalti ala pirisha. Just like I receive reward on being Doresh, so too I receive reward on pulling myself out, saying I can't. The Gemara says, Ad sheba Rabbi Akiva v'limed, Rabbi Akiva came and taught, et Adonai lecha tira, lerabot talmidei chachamim. What does it mean to fear Hashem your God? Et is coming to add, even talmidei chachamim. That the talmidei chachamim are included, that you should also have a feeling of awe in front of talmidei chachamim. Then we get to Egla Arufa. How do we know Egla Arufa is Asur Bahana'a? Minalan. Amri Dever Bianai, Kaparakti Baki Kodashim. It says Kapara, atonement. Right? How does it say? It says Kaper Lamecha Yisrael. So it says that just like it says by Kodashim, Kapara, therefore it's Asur Bahana'a. Tzipore Mitzora, the birds of a Mitzora. Minalan. How do we know it's Asur Bahana'a? Asur, the benefit. The Tana Dever Bishmael. Neemar Machshir Mechaper Mibifnim. It says, Bifnim, it says, Machshir, the Machshir and the atonement inside, we're going to explain. V'ne'emar Machshir Mechaper Bachutz. And it says Machshir and atonement outside. So, Mam Machshir Mechaper Amur Bifnim Asabu Machshir Kemechaper. Just like inside, it makes the Machshir like the atonement, meaning it makes an Asham offering like any other type of offering. So too, Af Machshir Mechaper Amur Bachutz. Asabu Machshir Kemechaper. So to outside, it makes the Machshir, which is referring to the thing that's Machshir him, which is the Tzipor, the birds of the Metzorah offering, it makes it like an Egla Arufa, which is the atonement that is brought when a person is found dead, and therefore even the birds of a Metzorah are Asur Bahana'a. Itmar, we learn the following. Tziporeh Metzorah Me'imatai Asurim. When are the birds of a Metzorah offering become Asur? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishat Shechita, Reish Lakish Amar Mishat Lekicha. Rabbi Yochanan says when it's slaughtered, and Reish Lakish says no, when it's taken. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishat Shechita, he says when it's slaughtered, Shechita Uda Asrala. Shechita is what makes it Asur. Reish Lakish Amar Mishat Lekicha, he says no, when it's taken, Me Egla Arufa Nafka. We learn it from Egla Arufa. Ma Egla Arufa Mechaim, Av Tziporei Metzora Mechaim, just like Egla Arufa. During its life, it's prohibited to benefit. So to the birds of a Metzora, from their lifetime. So the Gemara says, Ve'egla rufa gufa miyemetai. Where do we know that egla rufa becomes prohibited to benefit? Amar b'yanai, gvul shamati bav shachachti. I heard where the border was when it becomes prohibited, but I forgot. It's actually a big musar. He didn't even have to speak up. Why did he have to say, oh, I heard this and I forgot? It's coming to show your humility. But sometimes you forget something, it's okay to say, I forgot. V'nasbin chavrayan l'omar. And our friends tried to say, our Talmidei Chachamim were inclined to say, Yeridata le'nachal etan yosarta. When they bring it down to the Nachal Etan, to the river, the hard river, that's when it becomes Asur. So the Gemara says, Ima egla rufa mishat lekichan lo mitzera, af tzipurei metzora nami mishat lekichan lo mitzare. Hold on. If the egla rufa, when it's taken, it doesn't become Asur. When does it become Asur? When it goes down to the Nachal Etan. So too, the birds of a Mitzorah should not become Asur when they're taken. The Gemara says, no. Hachi Asha, is that even similar? Hatam itle gvul acharina. Over there by the Egla Rufa, when you take it, there's another step. You bring it to the Nachal Eitan. By the birds of a Mitzorah, once you take it, that's the final step. You take it and then you slaughter it. So hacha, mi itle gvul acharina. There's no other step. And that's why when you take the birds of Mitzorah, it makes it Asur to benefit. The Gemara says, Eitiver Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan has a contradiction. The pasuk says, "Kol tzipor tehora tochelu." You can eat any of these tahor birds. There are both in the meshulachat, coming to include the bird of the metzora that's sent free, that it becomes tahor. You can eat it. V'ze asher lo tochelu mehem. These are the animals, the birds that you should not eat. There are both et hashechuta, coming to add the slaughtered bird that you're not allowed to eat of the metzora. So the Gemara says, "V'is al kedatach." Mechaim Asura, if you think it's prohibited from its lifetime, not Shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lachar Shechita Mibaya, why does it even need to mention that it's Asur when you slaughter it? If it's Asur before you slaughter it, how much more so it's Asur after you slaughter it? So the Gemara says, no. Ma'u detema, mi detehava kodashim, de mechaim asire, v'ate Shechita u'machshera lehu. I would have thought that the bird of a Mitzorah is like kodashim, that during its lifetime, it's Asur. And when you do shechita, it becomes mutar to eat. Kamashmalan, that's why it's coming to teach us that no, before you slaughtered it, the birds of Mitzorah were asur, and even after you slaughter it, they stay asur. So the Gemara says, Eitibei, we have another contradiction. Shechatav nimtzet terefa. You slaughtered the animal, the bird, and you found it to be a terefa, not kosher. Yikach zug leshnia. You take a second pair for the other bird. Varishona muteret bana. The first bird that was no good is kosher. The first bird is mutar bana. It's permitted to benefit from. You're allowed to sell it. Right, that first bird. If you think it's a sort of benefit from its lifetime, why is the first bird permitted to benefit from? Why can I sell it? From its lifetime is asur. So what are we dealing with here? It had a problem in its lungs, and therefore in its intestines. It never had the status of kadosh whatsoever, and therefore it was never considered kadosh. Eighty, we have another contradiction. Shechata shelo be'ezov, shelo be'etz, shelo be'etz erez, shelo be'shni tolat. If you slaughtered the bird without hyssop or without a cedar wood, without the scarlet thread, the crimson thread, if you did it without any of those things, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, ho'il ve'huktal mitzvata asura, since it was set aside for a mitzvah, the bird, it's asur to benefit. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, ho'il ve'nishchata shelo kemitzvata muteret, since it was slaughtered not for its mitzvah, therefore, it wasn't done properly, therefore it's permitted to benefit. What's the machloket? Ad kan lok pligi, ela mor savar shchita she'ina re'uya shma shchita. The machloket is, Rabbi Yaakov says, shchita that's not fit, it's considered shechita. And Rabbi Shimon says, shechita that's not fit, it's not considered shechita. But everyone agrees that the bird is not asur from its lifetime. It's only asur when it's slaughtered. The Gemara says, tanaihi. It's a machloket tanaim. The Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, it says, by the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Shmuel, ne'emar machshir mechaber bifnim, ne'emar machshir mechaber bachutz. It says, machshir of the asham inside, and it says, the mechaber inside, just... and it says that machshir outside, which is the tzipor metzora, and the mechaper inside. The neemar machshir mechaper bachutz. It says the machshir outside, which is the tzipor metzora, and the egla rufa, which is the kapara, which is outside. And he says ma machshir mechaper amur bifnim, asabur machshir kemechaper, af machshir mechaper amur bachutz, asabur machshir kemechaper. Just like on the inside. He made the asham, which is the machshir, to be like any other offering, which is the mechaper. So too, on the outside, it makes the machshir, which is the tzipor, metzora, like the egla rufa, which is the mechaper, the atonement, that it's asur bahana'a. That's what it's saying. Gufa, the Gemara goes back. We said, kol tzipor tehora tochelu, lerabot meshulachat. You can eat any of these birds, even including the bird that's set free. So the Gemara says, "Veze asher lo techelu mehem." You should not eat these. The rabot the shechuta to include the bird that slaughtered for the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ipochana." I switch it around, swap the opinions around, and he says, "The one that you shouldn't eat is the one that goes free." So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, lo matzinu balei chayim shasrim." You don't find an animal that is living, is no problem in life, it's living long life, and it's asur to benefit from it. You can't eat it. You can't do anything with it. Why can't I eat it? It shouldn't be a problem with it. So he's saying that animal that goes free should become permitted. We don't find any live animals that are prohibited. Flipping the amud. If an animal was set aside for avodah zarah or was served as avodah zarah, the balei chayim ninu v'asire. Those are animals and they're prohibited to benefit. So the Gemara says, "Ki asir le gavua, they're asur to benefit in the sense of bringing it as a korban. The hedyod mishashari, but for a personal benefit to do selling with or whatnot, they would not be necessarily asur to benefit from, according to this opinion. Mat kifla Rabbi Yirmiyah, he has a contradiction. Hare rovea v'nirba be'edim, if an animal slept with another animal, or animal was slept with witnesses, the balei chayim ninu v'asirei, they're animals and they're prohibited." Now, they're prohibited. So you see that animals in their lifetime can be prohibited. He says, "Lo matzinu rov balei chayim shasurim." Majority of animals in their lifetime are not asur. So how can you say this bird that goes free, the mitzvah bird, how can you say it's asur? So the very Bishmael Tana, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Veshilach et hatzipor achayal p'nei asadeh. He sent a free bird on the field. So he says, Kisadeh, it's like a field. Masadeh muteret. af hayin nami muter. Just like a field is permitted, so too this bird is permitted. So the Gemara says, "Hay sadeh la'achiv data." Field in the pasuk is coming to teach that? No. Haumi bayil lechidetani. It's coming to teach the beraita. Sadeh when it says field, shelo ya'amod biyafo vizekena le'yam. You shouldn't stand on yafo and throw the bird of the mitzvah free to the water, to the ocean. Begabat, you shouldn't stand by the gabat and throw it to the desert. You shouldn't stand outside the city and throw the bird inside the city. Ella, what should you do? You should stand in the city and let the bird go outside of the walls. That's what you need the pasuk for. So you can't learn that this bird goes free, is permitted from the word sadeh. So the Gemara says, what is he saying? The pasuk could have said sadeh. Could have said field. My hasade. Why does it say the field? Shema minatarte. It's coming to teach two things. That one, you take it from inside the city, you let it go outside the walls. And number two, the bird of the mitzvah that's let free is permitted to eat. Rava Amar, Rav Asa gives a different answer. Lo amra Torah shilach letakala. When the pasuk says to send the bird free, the Torah would never say to send for us to mess up. Meaning, if you're sending the bird free, there's no way the Torah would say, oh, you send it free, and it's forbidden now. It's prohibited. There's no way. Once you send it free, it would be permitted, because it doesn't want us to mess up. So therefore, it's saying, Shilach, send the bird, and you'd be permitted to benefit from it. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Nurvava Murbet. We started on the Mishnah. All of these things, if a person did Kiddushin with things that are prohibited to benefit from, Orla, Kida Karim, Shor and Niskal, Igla Rufa, Tzipora Mitzara, Se'ara Venazir, Peter Chamor, Vasar V'Chalav, Chulin Shenishchab Da'azara, all of these cases, it's not Mekudesh. But if you sell it and you use the money, then it is Mekudesh. And we started going through, we went to the case of Orla, then we went to the case of Kilei HaKerem, Shor HaNiskal, and then we got to the Amud Aleph. We started by talking about the case of the Tzipore Metzorah, how we know that the birds of a Metzorah are Asur Bahana'ah. And we said we learned it from Igla Arufa. And then we started on part number three, was talking about the bird that is sent free. Is the bird that's sent free Asur or not? Is it prohibited to eat or not? So we brought a machloket, tanaim, if it's asur or not. And the final part of the daf on the Amud Bet was to prove that the bird that's sent free must be permitted, because the pasuk says veshilach, and Hashem would never say to send the bird free if it would stay prohibited, because someone may come and take it and eat something beisur. So therefore, when it says veshilach, it's coming to say that it's permitted. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.